What is it? Why are you pestering me like that? Yeah, I fell asleep with my phone in my hand, so what? Sweetie, I love you too. I do it all the time. Since you woke me up though, I think you have an obligation to give me cuddles and keep me warm. What do you mean you don't? You do. Get your ass over here. So glad that my douche of an ex broke up with me. Of course I wish him the best. He's just, he was a douche. Yeah, I still talk to him sometimes. But in all honesty, you're better for me. And I sure as fuck know I keep you grounded. What do you mean, what's with all the... talking. Yes. I am trying to sleep. No. Don't pull that card. You know I talk better when I... You know I... listen to me. I'm so tired. You know I sleep better when I talk. You were the one who told me about me singing in my sleep in the first place. I have not been able to replicate... No! I have not been able to replicate that perfect singing of hellfire, even when I'm awake. Yeah, the song from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The one you're obsessed with. I still want to hear that recording as proof. Why did you record me in my sleep anyway? To be near to me. That's sweet. What do you mean, close my eyes? They're closed. Alright, sweetie, I can feel you. And what I'm feeling is that you're throbbing hard against my left ass cheek, okay? Like, in the center of my ass cheek. This is why I usually sleep on my stomach side, whatever you want to call it. Like, on my side boob. Yeah, it's an accurate description. I sleep on my side boob, usually. And this is why. I don't like waking you up. I don't... What do you mean, shut up, silly? Not in a negative way, huh? Well, in that case, I mean, what time is it anyway? Actually, never mind. Oh God, it's midnight already. You woke me up so, you woke me up so we could celebrate the exact moment I was born. Which is, midnight. Celebrate how? I'm tired, so I think. And what? What do you mean, the three of us? Hun, we're just us. There's no kids, no anything. Excuse me, hun. Did I just hear a very sing-songy darling coon? It still technically would be darling Chan. Did I hear that though? Celebration. Honestly, it smells like candles. Alright, hun. I'm gonna be straight with you. I love you. Stop hogging all those blankets, you shit skull. No. Here. Give me them. I'm the birthday girl. Give me the blankets. Thank you.
He's here?
Okay. You smell so nice. Maybe I'll stop using the pillow and start using you instead. I mean, our first date, you kid, kind of let me do that. It was fun, it was nice, it was cozy, it was comforting, it was all these different things that I don't really to get into right now. And I love you too. Fine, you can love me most. But why? Well, I guess the door's open already, so. You know I can't sleep with hall lights. Turning them on after I was asleep doesn't help anything, hon. They're still on, it's still artificial light hitting my skin. That's not from a computer. I guess I'm up now. I suppose. I'm not getting out of bed, though. Not for cake, not for presents, not for anything. I'm staying right here. As a certain blonde lawyer once said, right here is where I'll stay. Until that happy day. I don't know if those are the notes. It's been too long since I've been in that show. Or seen that show. Granted, I could also go another lifetime without seeing that show again. I thought he was... Yeah, that, in another country. What do you mean he was? Shut up, you know that's how I yawn. Yes, it's okay if you keep touching, sweetie. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, you have you 2.0. What do you mean you brought it with you? I'm pretty sure we're still at home. I mean, this does feel a little different. But that's all. Give me a moment for my eyes to adjust if you want me to see anything. This is not home. Where did you take me? You took me in my sleep. To a theme park resort area. And you got the biggest room you could find and the most extravagant. Hun, I'm not even gonna ask how much this set us back financially. What do you mean? You mean all of us? I wasn't even aware you were in States. Hun, shush, hun. But yeah, I wasn't aware you were. No, he didn't tell me anything. Wait, does that mean... you know what, if we're linking... Are we a poly now? Hun. And you, is that what you've been holding back? You've been acting mysterious lately, more so than normal. And to have both of you here like that? I mean, you know about my condition, both of you do. And it's amazing that you went to this much effort for me. And I think I've forgotten about your hand. Oh my god. Shit, how am I ever gonna keep the nicknames for you two apart? I mean, I know he's, Droppy Dropper or something like that. I haven't the mental capacity at the moment to fully explain. But yeah, I know that's his nickname. Because of a stupid dream I had, we were, he and I were on a date, I guess, at the parks, and we went on a raft ride. And, said raft ride gets you soaking, and he kept, like, getting splashed at. But the water, like, it was like he was aquaphobic or something in my dream. Because he only got one drop on him. Hence the drop part of the name. Nickname. I love you, hon. I love both of you. Equally. I always have and probably always will. You are two of the most amazing people in my life. And you just, you both mean so much to me. Agents, you mean so much. Finger in my mouth? I'm not gonna lie that honey, your hand what do you mean I can't come? You've never been into that before. It's my birthday and therefore my king supply. That's sweet. Mm. on over here, Droppy. Get on over here so I can give you a hug. There's nowhere else I would rather be than here with you two. I know how I can probably try to tell you two apart in terms of nicknames. Hun, you are, what's a good title for you? I mean, you seem like a daddy. You seem like you could be a good daddy. So, I guess you're my daddy now. No Ruby Penny voice. No little voice like I do for my audio. Got it. Sorry. Shit. Sorry. But, it's natural. I blame it on being natural. And you, Drop, get to be... Master. Oh, please don't argue. Listen, I know how hard this must be on both of you. I remember when you guys met, you didn't even like each other that much. If at all. And yet, both of you came. Oh, speaking of coming. Oh my God. You are withdrawing your hand. Daddy, Daddy, please. Please, Daddy. You're letting it cool off. You're just denying me like that. It's really not that fair, Daddy. Master. Those are my tits. I know you're well aware. Oh, that feels... it's almost enough on its own. And being tired only adds to the sensations. Holy shit, is that... is that what I think it is? That you're pulling out of the suitcase? That doesn't look... too rushed in terms of packing. How long have you guys been planning? Mm. All the taste of this is absolutely amazing. Be careful untangling it. The cord is sensitive. Used Daddy 2.0 ever since I got it. Mom, are you actually going to use it on me? All I can do to shelter my voice and keep from crying out. Oh, Master. Oh, your pinches feel amazing. I can see the look in your eyes. I can smell it on you. Okay. Oh, you want to pee yourself off and just have me suck your fingers. Okay. I mean, at least you know my limits. You're taking your hands away from my tits. Oh. Right, back to sucking. Sorry. I'm gonna come. I need to learn to stop saying that. You guys just take it all away. Like, it's so unfair. I love it. It's unfair. Daddy, Master, stop teasing me. It's all set up now. Oh, Daddy 2.0.
sensitive right now, though. I'm not sure I'd last long enough to please either one of you. What do you mean? This is about pleasing you, baby. If you wanted to please me, you would have let me come. Was to do this on the porch? This thing has a porch. Oh, Daddy 2.0. Stupid cord making noise. Finger sucking. Got it. Yes, Daddy. Your precious little girl. Hester. So much. You talked this through so you won't be mad. If you say so. Okay, I'm gonna say it. Chill. One more time. Okay, I'll try to remember. Oh, my ass is sore. That was only one hit. Keep it running. And go up and down with the speed when you tell me to. Okay. guessing that. Okay. I'll sing it for you, Daddy. I don't know the fucking lyrics. Let me come already. What do you mean if I can still speak? It's not enough. I know. One thing for you two to actually agree on at the first question of it. Did you choose that? You choose not letting me go. No, Daddy, I wasn't talking back to you. Sit on my feet in like a lotus flower position. What do you mean, faster? If I come, I'll have to do it again. Master, please let me come. Please let me come, Master. Please let me come like the good little slut I am. Please, I am nothing but your worthless whore. Oh my God, please. Master. Thank you for letting me come. Wait, what? You were going to deny me the entire night? Well, I'm glad your plans changed. Because that was even better. think you both agree on something other than that you love me and, you know, that stuff. By all means, use me as I fall asleep. Use my two holes that can't really be covered. Yeah, no. No mouth. You know that's a limit. Hun, you know that's a hard limit. I don't do blowjobs. Huh? Drop? Oh. The reason I don't is the... Yeah, that the last time I tried to do one, it was to wake an ex up, and it ended with vomit, like a lot of vomit. I love both of you so much. Now come here. Cuddle. I wonder if this bed will fit all three of us. Because I do want to cuddle with both of you. And, sorry, Droppy, but this guy's a fairly nice pillow. But hey, you can get my ass. Thank you, both of you, for quite possibly one of the best birthdays ever. Thank you.